I would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition. It's been a bombshell of a Tuesday. There has been some big breaking news, a surprise January 6th hearing. And I wouldn't be surprised if Trump somewhere in Mar-a-Lago or perhaps Bedminster. I understand he's somewhere at the golf course. I bet he's breaking some of the china. You know, not the good White House stuff, whatever he serves the people at Bedminster with. You know, it's gold in some way. It's got some gold leaf on there.
Whatever the summer rules are or the winter rules are, I bet you he's not following them.
Improve your lie, Mr. President. Let me play some more of the testimony of Cassidy Hutchinson. She was the star witness, the unexpected star witness. Now, we had seen some of her prior testimony via videotape, but somehow, you know, the live testimony, just, it was riveting. It was compelling. It was the greatest freaking congressional hearing ever. And of course, there weren't the Jim Jordans of the world, the Scott Perrys of the world. There weren't inside insurrectionists trying to blow it up in real time. So, I mean, you couldn't pull a surprise witness, not in this fashion, not in a criminal proceeding, but as a made for TV event, made for radio event, I loved it. More of the testimony of Cassidy Hutchinson. We're going to go to 17. She addressed the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers. They had sort of red flagged in her brain when she started hearing them talking about these guys that were just going to show up at the big wild January 6th event. Play cut 17, please.
I recall hearing the word Oath Keeper and hearing the word Proud Boys closer to the planning of the January 6th rally when Mr. Giuliani would be around.
More from Hutchinson, cut 18, please.
So at the time, in the days leading up to the 6th, there were lots of public reports about how things might go bad on the 6th, and even the potential for violence. If I'm hearing you correctly, what stands out to you is that Mr. Meadows did not share those concerns, or at least did not act on those concerns.
Did not act on those concerns would be accurate.
Did not act on those concerns. Did seek a pardon later. She did testify to that. More from Cassidy Hutchinson. Weapons. They were aware of the weapons. What was Meadows' reaction then? Cut 19.
What was Mark's reaction, Mr. Meadows' reaction, to this list of weapons that people had in the crowd?
Armed crowd
when
at the ellipse.
I went in to talk to Mark that morning. Mark was sitting on his couch and on his phone, which was something typical. And I remember Tony just got right into it. I was like, sorry, I just want to let you know, and informed him, like, this is how many people we have outside the mags right now. These are the weapons that we're known to have. It's possible he listed more weapons off that I just don't recall. And gave him a brief but and concise explanation, but also fairly thorough. And I remember distinctly Mark not looking up from his phone. And I remember Tony finishing his explanation and it taking a few seconds for Mark to say something to the point where I almost said, Mark, did you hear him? And then Mark chimed in and was like, all right, anything else? Still looking down at his phone.
So they went through a litany of weapons that were apparently kosher, or at least the Trump supportive thought were, they were going to walk through the Secret Service checkpoints with things like brass knuckles and, you know, flags with spears on the end. They went through a whole litany, body armor, all kinds of stuff. And it never, what struck me is the number of weapons that were found through the magnetic searches, the magnometers or whatever they continuously called them. But effectively, you walk through an airport, they figure out if you got metal on your body, right? Well, these jacknuts were showing up, going through Secret Service checkpoints with weapons. And according to the testimony of Hutchinson, Trump was pissed that they weren't letting more people in. People didn't, you know, apparently others wanted to wait outside, didn't want to have their weapons confiscated. Well, Trump's like, let them in. They're not here to hurt me. More from Liz Cheney. Cut 20, please.
Ms. Hutchinson, is it your understanding that Mr. Ornato told the president about weapons at the rally on the morning of January 6th?
That's what Mr. Ornato relayed to me.
Now, Tony Ornato, again, is the liaison with the Secret Service. So the president was briefed. More from Cassidy Hutchinson, please. Play cut 21.
Maybe a white male, about 6 feet tall, thin build, brown cowboy boots. He's got blue jeans and a blue jean jacket, and underneath the blue jean jacket, the complainant both saw a stock of an AR-15.
So people were literally armed with military assault weapons, you know, marching up, the peaceful, patriotic, touristy sorts, as Ron Johnson would later describe them. More from Hutchinson. Obviously, you're hearing video in real time from the January 6th, the actual events that occurred. That's what you heard. More from Hutchinson. Cut 22, please.
Something to the effect of, take the effing mags away. They're not here to hurt me. Let them in. Let my people in. They can march to the Capitol after the rally's over. They can march from the ellipse. Take the effing mags away. Then they can march to the Capitol.
Take the magnometers away. Stop taking the weapons away from my people. That's what Donald Trump said about the protesters. More from Hutchinson. Talked about Trump. Apparently he found his lunch unagreeable the day that William Barr said there was no evidence of widespread fraud. That incident recounted here. Cut 23, please.
The valet had articulated that the president was extremely angry at the Attorney General's AP interview and had thrown his lunch against the wall.
Ketchup dripping down the White House wall. Hutchinson, a nice lady, she just leapt in and started cleaning the ketchup off the wall by her own testimony. More about don't go to the Capitol. It would be a crime for the president to go to the Capitol, and nobody wanted him there. Cut 24.
That it would look like we were obstructing what was happening on Capitol Hill, and he was also worried that it would look like we were inciting a riot or encouraging a riot to erupt on the Capitol, at the Capitol.
I believe the he/she references there is Pat Cipollone, White House counsel. Now, Liz Cheney keeps making public, imploring Cipollone publicly to testify, do the right thing. Tell us what you know, Pat. More about rage incidents. According to Cassidy Hutchinson, I think she's talking about Trump rage. Cut 25.
There were several times throughout my tenure with the chief of staff that I was aware of him either throwing dishes or flipping the tablecloth to let all the contents of the table go onto the floor and likely break.
Do you think he was just trying to pull the tablecloth? He's just really bad at it. You know, just pull that cloth and all the dishes are supposed to stay put, but instead the Big Mac holders all fall on the floor.
In either case, he's bad at whatever he's trying to do.
Well, not if he's trying to display his petulant, childlike rage. He's good at that.
Oh, there's better ways to do that, too.
Hutchinson reports on a conversation she had with Kevin McCarthy. Now, I had to step away a few times during the course of the testimony. This will be new to me as well, folks, so let's hear what she said. Cut 26, please.
He then explained, the president just said he's marching to the Capitol. You told me this whole week you aren't coming up here. Why would you lie to me? I said, I'm not lying. I wasn't lying to you, sir. We're not going to the Capitol. And he said, well, he just said it on stage, Cassidy. Figure it out. Don't come up here.
So apparently Cassidy Hutchinson reported from her vantage point, she couldn't clearly hear what was being said on the ellipse stage by the president. But Kevin McCarthy heard it and called her and said, what are you doing? Because Trump promised, we're all going to march up Pennsylvania Avenue. We're all going to march to the Capitol. And when the Secret Service detail didn't want to take Trump, here's how he reacted, according to the testimony of Hutchinson. Cut 27, please.
The president reached up towards the front of the vehicle to grab at the steering wheel. Mr. Engel grabbed his arm. Said, sir, you need to take your hand off the steering wheel. We're going back to the West Wing. We're not going to the Capitol.
And then she testified that Trump tried to choke out his Secret Service agent. A little bit more from Cassidy Hutchinson. Cut 28, please. Trump again. He wanted to go to the freaking Capitol. He's the president. I'm going to go break stuff. Cut 28.
There were discussions about him having another speech outside of the Capitol before going in. I know that there was a conversation about him going into the House chamber at one point.
Yeah, he wanted to go in there and see what he could break. More from Cassidy Hutchinson talking about her old boss, Mark Meadows. Cut 29.
Something to the effect of, Mark, something needs to be done or people are going to die and the blood's going to be on your effing hands. This is getting out of control. I'm going down there.
I forget if that was the White House counsel saying that to the chief of staff, but someone thought there was, you know, a little blood on Mark's hands. More from Cassidy Hutchinson. The need to talk to Trump. They wanted to stop things. What was Trump's reaction? Cut 30.
I remember Pat saying to him something to the effect of, the rioters have gotten to the Capitol, Mark. We need to go down and see the president now. And Mark looked up at him and said, he doesn't want to do anything, Pat.
He doesn't want to do anything, Pat. The fact that the, you know, the insurrectionists are in the house and Trump's chief of staff barely looks up from the phone and says, sorry, White House counsel Pat Cipollone. Trump has decided he doesn't want to do anything. He wants this to happen. This was wowing testimony. It was riveting, at least to my thought process. Are we on 31 or 32? Let's try 31, unless I'm being redundant.
He almost had a lack of reaction.
Meadows.
I remember him saying, all right, something to the effect of, how much longer does the president have left in his speech?
Cassidy Hutchinson also, she talks about the hang Mike Pence chants, cut 32.
I remember Pat saying something to the effect of, Mark, we need to do something more. They're literally calling for the vice president to be effing hung. And Mark had responded something to the effect of, you heard him, Pat. He thinks Mike deserves it. He doesn't think they're doing anything wrong.
Hang Mike Pence, indeed. The president's attitude was, Pence deserved it. You think Pence would be a more willing witness? You know, you think Pence would want to testify. If guy wanted me dead, I'd at least go give some public testimony. Cut 33, Cassidy Hutchinson.
It was unpatriotic. It was un-American. We were watching the Capitol building get defaced over a lie.
Oh, no. Rigged election. All that kind of stuff. While there's time, Fancy, let's keep going down. Cassidy Hutchinson's testimony. Cut 35, please.
It's my understanding that Mr. Meadows was in the deflect and blame category, but he did end up taking a more neutral route, knowing that there were several advisors in the president's circle urging him to take more action.
Understand, we've already seen, what, hundreds, more than thousands of Mark Meadows emails and text messages. They've already come to the public. We've already seen the reporting, and we already know who all was encouraging Mark Meadows that day. People like Jenny Thomas, right? And hell, there were some pushing back as well. People like Fox News host Sean Hannity. Make it stop, Mark. Laura Ingraham, quite concerned. Not so much on their programs, but in their private communications, in their private texts with the Chiefs chief, Mark Meadows. Mark Meadows. I hope he's got a good effing criminal defense attorney. Should have gotten himself that pardon. Him and Rudy and the bunch of them. Because they're all going to prison. This is bad.
I think the White House could have handled this better.
When Trump gets the guillotine, you're going to be the first one to go.
Get a great effing criminal defense lawyer. You're going to need it.